Today from the Ohio Newsroom, celebrating nature's scavengers. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. The start of spring is signaled in many ways. Snow thawing, flowers blooming, a bit of sunshine. But in the small town of Hinckley in northeast Ohio, the season starts with buzzards. Every March 15th, turkey vultures return to Hinckley Reservation, and people will flock from all over to witness their roost, including this year's official buzzard spotter, Foster Brown, a naturalist at Cleveland Metro Parks. Welcome, Foster.
Hi there.
When did this spring tradition start?
In Cleveland Metro Parks in 1957, one of the park rangers started noticing that it was March 15th that he seemed to start to see these, the turkey vultures. The news got out and it started drawing attention. Well, it wasn't long until there was 9,000 people that began to show up because it got out into the news. And so, oh my goodness, they thought, what are we going to do about this? So that next Sunday, that next year, they developed a day called Buzzard Day or Buzzard Sunday. And from that point on, since 1957, 1958, that this has become a huge event, not only for Cleveland Metro Parks, but also for the town of Hinckley.
So do they really come back on March 15th precisely, or is that a general date?
Well, we know from a scientific standpoint, they don't come just on March 15th. Vultures are very opportunistic. And so if it's warmer, they're going to come back a little early because they can find food. If it's really cold winter, they're going to maybe stay away a little bit longer. So it's all about the food and it's all about the environment that they live in.
And why are they coming back to Hinckley in particular? Is Hinckley special in that sense?
Hinckley, because it's such a wild place in some ways, it's a set aside place and it has lots of outcroppings and caves and a lot of deep woods. It's a perfect place for these vultures because vultures are very shy. They don't like to be around people as maybe some of the other birds do. And so they have lots of other valleys and crevices that they can hide and they can lay their eggs. But because of the farming around this township, we found that, you know, there's lots of roadkill. There are lots of animals that die and it's perfect for turkey vultures.
You know, you mentioned that most people only know these birds for cleaning up roadkill on the side of the highway, but there's a whole festival that will take place next week in Hinckley celebrating this buzzard. So what makes turkey vultures worth celebrating?
Oh my goodness. Something when you see them, they're just so big and they're the size of eagles, of bald eagles. They have a 6-foot span. They're excellent flyers. You say, how in the world did they survive eating carrion? Well, they have this really highly developed acidic stomach that they can take on pathogens and bacteria and things, and it doesn't affect them. They take what we would just think was nasty, but they take it and use it for good.
That's Foster Brown, Cleveland Metro Parks naturalist and the official buzzard spotter this year. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Market your organization while supporting important statewide journalism by sponsoring the Ohio Newsroom. Your message will be heard by thousands across Ohio daily during Today from the Ohio Newsroom segments. For more information, please email Kyle Wilson at kyle.wilson@ohionewsroom.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.